All right, so let us see how we can be a further blessing. We'll begin with Kim.
Did you say Kim?
I did say Kim.
I was turning off the bows just in case you called me.
There you go. There you go. All right.
Okay.
All right, my psychic friend.
I would love a message, please.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. You have visitors. You have visitors. So they look like, all right, so you would understand. A Purim triangle cookie, like the little triangle, but it's much thinner. So like each edge kind of is concave, maybe. It goes in, whatever the terminology is. So this has to do with alternate reality. So when I see that, it's like these interdimensional ships, if you will, that are offering their light. They're offering, they're offering their light. Now I'm seeing ships. But I see the ships like in the air. I just see ships in the air. So good job, my friend. You're connecting with some beautiful energies. Truly. All right, so let me see what they want to say about that. And say your name again, please.
Kim.
They just keep showing me the card, Triumphant Success. So I love that card. You know, it's got that sword, you know, so strong. They don't have a lot to say. Let me figure this out. Kim, say your name one more time, please.
Kim.
I feel like you've said yes. I feel like that's why they're saying triumphant success. You've come on board. So this is really just about receptivity. It's so interesting too that you were selected first, because in that beginning offering, I mean, the visioning that I was receiving, it was like it just really. Struck me. I just noticed it. So when I tune into you, I have similar power. I have similar, they're saying like airs of confidence. It's not about you being confident. It's, which of course you may be, which is wonderful, but it's more so about your sequencing, about your alignment, about your consent. That's what I want to say to you. Your consent to open up to higher channels, higher intelligence. So in English, just keep making room for more understanding, psychic awareness, just all of it. But you've made some kind of consent and some kind of acknowledgement. So it has to do with your receptivity. It has to do with your... Now, when I said receptivity, I had energy coming through my entire body. It is very, very good. And say your name one more time, please.
Kim.
Yeah, this is all about, they're saying about your motor. So it's not what is or isn't occurring in the linear story of the earth plane. It's about your... spectacles, your perception, your understanding. If I shared anything after this, it would just water down the emphasis of this. So you're aligning. I mean, I see Lyra, so you're aligning, but there's something else because I'm just looking at that. It's like some kind of interdimensional travel. So in English, enjoy the discovery. Just enjoy, just know, like when we think we're the same, we're really not. We're constantly vibrating. I mean, continuously, but we're constantly shifting. So every time we agree with something, it's like we may think we're the same, but we're really not. And they're saying in days to pass, we're gonna see the increase of that evidence where there are those that are ready, that are really accelerating at a much rapid understanding than we can even comprehend. So really just enjoy the show. You're just going to start feeling, you're just going to trust your feelings, and you're going to trust your availability. All right, my love, that is your message. Really beautiful. Good job, actually. And did you have a question?
Wow. Like you said, visitors. The funny thing is, you said you have visitors around. I moved it. You saw, I don't know if you saw the flickering of the color of my thing. I moved to another room in the middle of you talking because my visitor was in the next room and she was having a conversation. You weren't talking about my daughter.
No, I was not.
But it's not at home. So
that's funny.
That's so funny. Yeah, I'm wondering if these visitors are the reason why the last couple of days I kept thinking, "Oh, am I getting sick?" Like, but I wasn't. It wasn't logical that I'd be sick. I've been in my house, you know. But it was like I was feeling like heat. I was feeling super tired. I was like, what is going on with my body? My daughter did come home earlier than she was supposed to because the school called her and told her that one of the classes she teaches, the kid tested positive. So they told her, you're teaching from home. You have to teach from home for 2 weeks. So her roommate was so germophobic that she wound up coming home, and she's fine. She got tested already.
Yeah. So to answer your question, let's go backwards a moment.
Yeah.
Yes, you're processing energy. So when you ask that question about your body symptoms, the cards I pulled are wisdom and solar plexus. So yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So it has to do with these visitors, you think?
It has to do. So when we talk about visitors, let's be clear about this. So visitors would indicate we still believe in duality. In other words, separation. I'm here, you're there. What planet did you arrive from? So what we're really doing is welcoming in our own transmission. So this has much more to do with your visiting your own holy self, your complete self. When we say like interdimensional travel, it's like you're welcoming your multidimensional realization in. So the more that you realize, I'll leave you with this, like you're adjusting to a new tomorrow. You're adjusting to a new provisions, if that makes more sense. So you don't have to feel like, okay, where are they? You know, it's not like that. It's more so of like a magnetic cling. In other words, you're coming into your own awarenesses, your own interest. So you're calling in aspects of the oneself.
Okay. The only other thing I was thinking of is I have been getting that triumphant success card that you said. But sometimes I pull that other tarot deck, the traditional one, the old one. You know, some of the pictures are kind of scary. Like, well, I did get a tower card today, and then I also got that one with the, I don't know, it's the Nine of Swords, the guy's laying on a coffin type thing, and it's like, why did I pull that? But I don't know if that was because it was just acknowledging the past almost, because I'm like, wait a minute, I already had the falling tower, I already had the death thing.
Isn't that how everybody feels? All right, let's finish this out then, and say your name one more time, please.
Kim.
Thank you. Kim, say your name one more time.
Kim.
I'll just say it this way. Energies are coming up for dismissing. So it's not like there's anything in the outer you need to be concerned with, more so that you're kind of having your own review in a way where you're opening up to new reality. You're opening up to new understanding. So to kind of end this, it's sort of like when I respond in fear to something, and it's like, wait a minute, you know, I don't have to just do that unconsciously anymore. So it's a little bit like that.
It's like kind of purging the last of it kind of thing.
Well, this level of it, yes. All right, I hope that helps. Enjoy your daughter.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Hi, Elizabeth. How can we help you?
Hi. I'm new in here, so...
Oh, welcome. Okay, well, let's get you a message then.
Thank you.
Spirit's saying you may be new in here, but you're not new.
No, I'm old.
They are delighted with you. They appreciate the, I don't know what it is you're doing, but they appreciate the extra time that you take so that you don't just rush through things. You don't just rush through, like even just a little conversation I had with Kim, where it's like, yeah, you're clearing out fear. And you don't just do that. Like you'll sit with it. You'll open up, and it's like, you know, I'm making these words up, but like reveal to me what I need to know and what am I now ready to release. So in other words, they appreciate your follow through. They appreciate your like excellent attendance, your willingness to serve the beloved, to serve the light. Under all circumstances, they're saying you don't understand how, I feel like this is a public service announcement for everyone, that you don't understand that little bit of extra attendance, how far reaching it is. Now the reason is, it's almost like Jeopardy or whatever, like where they have those categories. So when we really attend to one aspect of life, let's say it's a fear, Once we really get it, we're not just attending to that specific day, that specific relationship, whatever it is we think it is, because remember, it's just our consciousness that we're working with. So once we attend to it, it's like everything in that category can now collapse. So what you're doing, they want you to understand how purposeful that little bit of attention, that little bit of application has, that it has far-reaching consequences. It has far-reaching emphasis. So again, the compliment goes to you. Keep it up. So, you know, don't stop, in other words. But they just wanted to confirm that they are aware of it, that it's making a difference. And to continue in that regard. So that's the first thing they're saying. And say your name again, please.
Is that Elizabeth?
Okay, did you want to say something first?
No, I was just saying that's amazingly helpful.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying. What you do is amazingly helpful. What you do is amazingly helpful. So it's sort of like you're willing to sit there and listen. You're willing to sit there and not run, not hide, to really, really show me the face to Christ, like really be available. So yeah, beautiful, really. Okay,
Nicole,
so go on.
No, I was just saying, Nicole, I can't tell you how drawn I've always been to your site and tried to come in. I'm a metaphysical minister, so I'm busy. Tonight, I slithered out of a service and got
wow. Oh, my
so
gosh.
Be with you. Yeah.
I'm so glad. Okay, so you're a minister. Now I understand why you're so thorough. I mean, like, you really, they're very, very pleased. Very, very pleased. Okay, so let's see what else we can share with you. And say your name one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
Open up to new abundance. It's the same energy, it's the same message. There is a lot that is due you, that is waiting for your recognition. Sometimes you take humbleness like to a fault. And what they mean by that is it's good to like humble yourself before the Lord, meaning dropping the ego, opening up to spirit. But the way that you really honor the Lord, the way that you really honor God, is to be willing to demonstrate the truth of God through you, through your expanded nature, through your delivery, through your wares, your abilities. So the more that you can press play, the more that you can allow the gifts to flow, knowing that you're doing it, you don't have to worry that you're going to get full of ego or pompous or whatever. You actually have the reverse issue, where it's to realize who you are in Christ. It's to realize who you are in your divine nature. And the more that you can hold that reverent allowance, that you can hold that reverent spacing, those giftings, what you do is you demonstrate God, you demonstrate spirit for all to witness, for all to remember their own holiness, for all to remember their own entitlement. So you demonstrating lack does not serve the tapestry of life, does not serve wisdom. They want you to demonstrate, to be like a living, breathing testament of the richness of the true of true life, of true wonderment. I feel like you have gifts that you're into, spiritual gifts that you're entitled to. And say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
You have spiritual gifting that you're entitled to. You want to understand that it just requires dedication. They're saying there's no mystery or magic about it. It's those that stay with God, that profess their love, that show interest, that are available, that don't just run away at their first offering. It's almost like if someone gives you a nickel and you go run buying a piece of candy. It's like, oh, they just wanted a nickel from me. So you have staying power. You stay, I'm going to use the word God, whatever your word is, but you stay in that meadow. You stay in that abundance. And so when you stay in with that love, with that affection, those riches can't help but bless you. So you want to allow that blessing. You want to see it sort of like is a rite of passage. Is a rite of passage. So when you have a saint, when you have like Amma, I think her name's Amma, like going, like almost like being possessed with Holy Ghost, with divine energy, that this is possible and this is due to arrive, because it allows for the demonstration, it allows for the healing, it allows for ones to know far and wide their true inheritance, their true, what would be the word, like true understanding of self, true understanding of self. In English, it's time to open up that chalice, it's time to open up that pocketbook to really allow God to work through you.
Oh, yeah. You have no idea how time, good timing this is. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you called it forth, my love. You called it forth due to your readiness.
Thank you.
Those see, this is what this is what they're showing. So to use the example, you were trying to get on the call and, you know, you made it your business. It was not a convenient time, but you made it your business. So this is that fervent desire. Yeah. That's what opens up. That's what opens up heaven's reach.
Yeah.
Knock and the door shall open.
Yeah. Oh, I often say that. I'm so good. Oh, thank you so.
Mwah. So many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Hi, Cheryl. How can we help you?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you this evening?
I'll take a message, and if there's time, a question.
Okay.
Okay.
Open up your heart. So there's no accident that you came after Elizabeth. Open up your heart. There's really only one of us. There's one Christ and there's one ego. So when you open up your heart far and wide, what you're doing is delivering like the message of divinity. What you're doing is allowing that divine essence to circulate through any false injury. That means in English, any linear problem. Because you're opening up your heart for new advancement, new consideration, new entitlement. There's some place, I can guarantee it, that opening up your heart is the remedy. I can guarantee it. So it's really realizing, you know, we're at the end of the day, we're all the divine. We all just really forgot. And where we get into difficulty is places where we've been stoic, we've been selfish. And when I say selfish, it's like we're not communing with those love's chambers. So in English, another way of saying this is you have an opportunity to make great advancement, as you will proceed with loveliness, as you will proceed with grace. So in English, just make sure you're opening up your heart to all that are involved in whatever situation is happening. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you will. So open up your heart. So that's the first thing I want to say to you. And say your name again, please.
Cheryl.
You're about to taste this. Oh gosh. It's like lingering over that energy that Elizabeth was getting. You're about to taste the sweetness of mercy. You're about to taste the sweetness of mercy. And say your name again, please.
Cheryl.
All right, so when I pull cards, I got all kinds of fanfare going on, is what I will call it. So why don't we jump to your question? That may help me understand these cards. What is your question this evening?
Okay, it's kind of like a two-in-one question, but you kind of start with opening your heart and being a remedy for any linear problem. I wanted to ask, it is kind of a linear problem, if I could have some clarity or guidance concerning my daughter and I, our relationship, and I need to, like, wondering how to heal it, or I don't know if it's a past life thing or is it just mother-daughter stuff, but it stuff keeps coming up, like, last few months, especially in the past year, but, like, most recently, like, it just can't seem to resolve these, whatever it is. I'm not really sure what it is. That's why I'm wondering if it's past life or if it's this life stuff, or what I can do to heal that or get some clarity about it.
Okay. Now I understand the cards. I got obstacles and challenges, and then I got helpless and hopeless, and it's a child standing right there. So now I understand why I'm looking at the cards. Okay. One moment, sweetheart.
Okay.
And say your name and your daughter's name, please.
Cheryl Carey.
She's carrying a heavy burden, and it has nothing to do with you. Say her name one more time, please.
Carey.
She needs purification. She needs to release whatever she's holding. I just feel like you're triggering whatever is going on for her, because she's not at peace with it. She's not happy with it. And whatever you say, it like, almost like if you have a sore, you know, that's still not healed, and someone rubs up against you, and you're like, ouch. Well, they didn't do anything that abnormal, but because you got that sore, it hurts. That's how I feel. I feel like there's a lot of unresolved energy within her. And you're just a source of misery right now because you just remind her of it. You know, you don't mean to, but you just ask normal questions like a mother would, and you end up, you know, walking on dangerous territory. You don't realize it, but you do. And once you're there, there's just sort of no turning around. So what this is really about is her own healing. So let's figure that part out first. And say her name again, please.
Carey.
Oh my gosh, I literally saw her as a baby. Please surround her with love. Please surround her with love. Please open up your heart. You're a powerful lady. You truly are. Open up your heart and apply love's measure. In other words, you're really like loving her unconditionally, soul to soul. So take yourself out of being the mother role, and it's just one spiritual traveler to another. So it's that unconditional love. She needs that desperately, because she can use that love, she can use that light to then work her own magic. She is holding a lot of pain. She really, really is. And that's why things are not smooth. So your job is really to hold her in the light, hold her with total love and compassion. Take yourself out of it. It's just like, I totally get what it's like to be a spiritual being in 3D. It is not easy. So it has nothing to do with your mothering, her daughter, you know, this or that. It's just soul to soul. So that's the first thing. Now let me pull a card after we do that and say your name and her name, please.
Cheryl Curry.
Thank you. She's saying more, please. So when you do that, what she comes back with is more, please. Yeah, she needs help. She needs help. The card I pull for her is suffering and silence, and it's exactly how I feel about her. She's a hurting puppy. Let me figure this out. Say her name one more time, please.
Harry. I just want to add something in there. I don't know if this has anything to do with it. It may, because I think she wants to get pregnant and she's not. And I think she's, I don't know if that has anything to do with any of this.
All right, let me figure that out. And say her name.
She made,
go on.
Yeah. She's made comments about, like, I don't think you want to be a mother anymore. And, like, I don't know, just like, I just don't know what it is. It's really, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's hurting. I know that. Okay, so say her name one more time, please.
Carrie.
Okay. There we go. So visualize seeing her carry the torch to victory. So I literally saw her like the torch of the Olympics or whatever, but holding that light, solving this, working it out to victory. What it is you're not judging, but there's an energy of concern that she's interpreting to be judgment. And you don't mean it that way, but she's super sensitive right now. So that's what's happening. She's feeling judged, even though you're not. You're trying to help, but you're indicating or suggesting that there's something to deal with, and that's just enough of a buzzword for her to just shut down and be very irate about it as well. So your job is to drop all of it. She's a grown up, you know. She'll resolve it. So as you hold that torch of light, you're just seeing her in her victory. You know that she's got this. She's going to figure this out. The card I get is trust. It's like, there she goes. She's the one with the light. She'll knock it out of the park. So now let's see where we are. Say your name and her name again.
Cheryl Perry.
Okay. It's lighter. It's lighter already. All right, one moment. Prosperity begins. People are holding hands. Everyone seems to be happy. So you need to do energy work with her. You can't go in the front door with her. You're going to go in the back door. She's going to feel that love. You can also do some visualization work, move to your higher self, and then communicate with her higher self. Again, sending love, sending light. You're very powerful. She needs the help, number one. And number two, it'll heal all this friction between the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
All right, is there a second part of that question? You don't seem complete. So what's your next part?
I guess I'll have to think about that again later. I might have to have her call you, but Is the only other thing I have a question about is my connection with my guides and stuff. I still feel, it happens every once in a while, so I still feel so close to, like, getting guidance and stuff. But sometimes I almost can see it in my mind's eye, like, something standing between me and the messenger. Like, it's almost like there's, like, an energy or something that's, like, it's like if there was three people there, I'm like, and they're standing in front of me and blocking my view to the other side of whoever's talking to me. I don't know what that is.
And say your first thing?
Cheryl?
All right, so now we're up to your trust of self. So first we're visualizing your daughter to that she's got the ability. She, you know, have faith in her. The second is your own faith with self. You don't trust yourself that you can connect to them. It's just that simple. The cards I pull are strengthening bonds and triumphant success, which Kim was talking about earlier. You're very capable, but you're coming to it as if you're a linear being and you're trying to lasso like angels from the sky, and they're just too heavy and they're not cooperating. So you want to drop what's in between is your own lack of coordination. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just like your own lack of respect. The more that you can understand, you're at their level. So when you're communicating with your guides, what you're doing is agreeing to their level of occurrence. You're agreeing that who you are in your spiritual makeup is same level as those that are assisting you. So that's where you're going to shift your awareness from, I'm down here, I need help above, anyone there to help me? Versus who I really am is eye level with the help that I now claim.
Mm-hmm.
You see the difference?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Play with that.
Okay.
All right. Take
care.
Thank
you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank you.
Hi, Ananda. How can we help you?
I knew I was going to go next.
All of my psychic friends. I love it. I really love it. How may we help you?
A message, please.
Mm-hmm. It was so funny what I was looking at, and I was going to tell you that whole story, and then I thought, no, Nicole, that's such a like linear little story. But I now realize it's actually the answer. So what I was seeing is like a Ziggy. 100 years ago, there was a cartoon that was popular called Ziggy, and he was really a pessimist. Of course, it was incredibly popular, right? But anyway, there's one of the months on my calendar was that someone was able to get a ticket on a plane because the psychic convention had all canceled their seats because obviously they knew what was going to happen. So it was funny, but I thought, why am I looking that and taking the time to actually read the caption and all that? It has to do with your power. You're aligning with a spiritual force. You're aligning with spiritual, they're saying entry, spiritual entry. So joy is, you know, it's like the joy of the Lord is my strength. The more that you can take witnessing, involvement, understanding, appreciation from like the simple things, things that are funny, things that are sweet. What you're opening is your understanding of self. And so you want to remember that all of this is our own consciousness, all of it. So everything they're saying is subject to equal exchange. So when they were sharing with Cheryl about when she will take herself to be equal on par with her guides, it'll all be there. your opportunity is to realize that you're equal with these transmissions from all allowances. So you may watch a butterfly go by and you suddenly know something you didn't know before. Like, it's going to be simple pleasures. It's going to be things that make you laugh or things that make you smile that you think, oh, how nice. But it's really Holy Spirit speaking with you. It's really God speaking with you. So they're helping you to coincide with loveliness, with grace, with what would be the word? Kindness of attitude. So when I'm tuning into you, I'm just blown away, really. Like when I just think of the past couple hours before the session and all that I took on some level, but I didn't take all of it on in the way that I'm doing it now, where there were subtle teachings, subtle messages. They're saying through and through. So this is where you're opening up to further excitement, further placement, further agreement. So just imagine, and don't do this, like don't drive yourself nuts or anything, but really just imagine being like a disciple of Jeshua or God or whatever, where you're just always turned on to that radio station. It's just there. No big deal, but it's just there. And as you will allow that true consent, you're going to be very, very pleased. Very, very pleased. It's sometimes like the simplest things that give us the most bang for the buck, you know, and so our mind, our ego wants to make it very complicated. Because then we feel like a sense of pride or, you know, we worked hard. We're pretty good that we can do this. We're really, it's going to be in the simple things, in the simple gestures. And say your name again, please.
Ananda.
I just see you giggling about something. And then all of a sudden, like the light bulb goes off. And it's like, oh my gosh, I finally got the answer to what I was praying for. It's going to be things like that, where as you open up your spiritual vision, you're going to be delighted. You're going to be delighted. Simple, like things that make you giggle, things that make you smile, like messages pouring forth. And say your name one more time, please.
Ananda.
Drop the head, drop the mind, drop the trying to figure it out. You're not trying to figure out anything. You're not like, I wonder what that meant. That's not what we're doing. It's just like being in the moment. Being in the moment without distractions. So this is why you came after Cheryl. When they were explaining to Cheryl, the reason there seems to be a block is because she still believes there's a block. Versus she's neck and neck. She's right there with them. So this is what you're doing with Spirit. Just realizing there's no block. You're right there with them. All right, my love, that is your message. And did you have a question?
I do have a question. I was channeling earlier today, and I don't know, as you're saying, like a little bit of a light bulb went off, right? Because you know how they say like attracts like, mm-hmm. or it takes one to know one? So anyway, what I was channeling was like, yeah, well, of course, how else would you be able to hear so clearly if it wasn't like the same energy? And yeah, a little bit of a light bulb just went off. I mean, I'm assuming and hoping and praying there's more, but I believe that light bulb, like it went off today. So yeah.
It's very, very good. I feel like you're going into deeper waters. That's how it feels. I feel like you're settling down and going into deeper waters now. Mwah. All right.
You.
Much love, sweetheart. All right. There was a quick message.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, honey. Thank you. All right, Helen, let us see if you are present. She may have stepped out. We will try. Helen, are you there? All right, she has stepped out. We will move on to Laura. Hi, Laura, how can we help you?
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart, how may we help you?
Hi, I wanted to use this forum as a way to envision a cousin of mine who, it's been like a matter of weeks, and they discovered like stage 4 cancer in her brain, and then now she's kind of and her husband's kind of been sending messages to people and just like saying, hold a vision for perfect healing and that sort of thing. So I kind of wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you broke up just a little bit. So I did hear, unfortunately, that she has stage 4 cancer of the brain. And then there's something you said after, before you talked about the husband. Was it relevant? Do you remember what you said?
It's been a matter of weeks and she regressed into like a childlike state.
Oh, okay.
Now
childlike
with the
state.
Treatment. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right. One moment, sweetheart. And this is your cousin, friend?
Who's my cousin. Yeah. She's my cousin. I've always kind of felt a connection, a soul, you know, connection with her, and never physically really been close or living near her.
But. Okay. All right. So let me see what we can find out, and then we'll do some prayer work together. Say your name and her name, please.
Laura, Jennifer.
On a soul level, she's learning something. On a soul level, she's learning something. So, I don't know that I'm going to be able to get the details of it. And say her name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Thank you. She's a sweetheart. She's really a sweetheart. All right, so I'm going to just do some prayer work on her behalf. Anyone can join me that they would like to send her light and love and have everything be for her best and highest good. And her name is Jennifer. So if you will just hold the vision of her as we offer that, and I will ask the masters to assist her directly. So one moment, please. Okay, so I'm asking them to assist. That's going to be for her best. And I will be doing some prayer work for her after group as well. That's all I know. That's all I know. On a soul level, she is mastering something. She is a sweetheart. Yeah, I will do some additional prayer work for her right after the group ends as well.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, sweetheart. Many blessings to all. And they are including her husband in the offerings too, for his witnessing, for his learning, for his the opportunities that are set before him as well. So I felt that very strongly, that they were including him as well, just so you're aware of that. All right, much love, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, of course. All right, so Helen is back. Hello, Miss Helen.
Hi, Nicole, can I please have a message?
Of course, and say your first name, please.
Helen.
Wait, I gotta release that energy. Hold on a second. Okay, so we're gonna try that one more time. And say your name again, please.
Helen.
And say it one more time.
Helen.
I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing it well. You're learning. They're showing me Two of Wands. So in my deck, it's like she's holding fire in both hands. You're learning something, and you're learning it. So keep going. So whatever you may have done recently that's maybe a little different, you're extending yourself out in faith. It's very good, very timely. Of course, I pull heart chakra card for you. But in this case, I feel like it's operational. Like, in other words, it's taking place. This is good. You feel further than you ever have, to be honest. Not that it wasn't always good, but I feel like there's been an acceleration now. You're doing something differently. So just kind of take note, you know, am I really letting down my guard more? Like, what am I doing? And just sort of notice it so that you can continue with this application. It feels very good to me. It feels like you have been promoted, like you have signaled your readiness, you've stepped up. There we go, love abounds. So you're getting the memo. I really feel that. Okay, so let's see what else we can tell you. And say your name again, please.
Helen.
Thank you. Don't stop. It's a weird thing. It's like we think we're doing it because we don't know anything else to do. And then when we suddenly, I know what it is. You came after, well, we had Laura, but before that we had Ananda. And I felt the same way about her in her own process, that she's like in deeper waters now. That's how I feel about you. You're opening up your heart. It's making a difference. It is truly making a difference. It's so interesting how we come with our own linear concept to God. And of course we do, because that's all we know. So when we really drop that and we really allow, I'm just going to use the word God, but our God self, whatever word you want to use, to be activated through us by and by, in other words, to be us, those are just words. And you kind of have to play with it a little bit. And sometimes it's frustrating, that little play time, until you kind of settle down. They're showing me that picture. Pink did a little parody of it. But it was like in wartime, and she's got her handkerchief, you know, like around her hair. And like, we can do it. Like that woman, like, we're strong. We can do it. That's what they're showing me with you, where... You're settling in. It's sort of like, oh, this is what they meant. Oh, and it takes a little bit of settling before you kind of like open up to those richer treasures. But that's how I feel about you. Okay, so let me see if there's anything else. Say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
basically like knowing it's basically knowing that the whole point, really, at the end of the day, is to wake up to love's remembrance, to wake up to you being love itself, to you being an aspect of the divine, to wake up to divinity's presence. At the end of the day, that's all this is. And what was I going to say before? Give me a second. It's coming back. So it's sort of like, another way of saying it is when Joshua says, like, seek the kingdom. First seek the kingdom, whatever he says. And then, like, everything will be given unto you. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And so we're so busy trying to create ourselves, trying to do ourselves, that we forget the simple pleasures. We forget that we are created, you know, so we create, but that we're not the origin of our own essence. So there's like, what would be the word? Almost like a subservient, but not a docile, more of a bowing, more of a like you go first, you go first. And it's not an outer you. It's that heavenly aspect of you. You go first. You go first. You're doing a good job. So that's the message.
I don't know what I'm doing, but okay.
You don't feel any different? Let me help you out here. Say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
It's a softening. It's like a willingness to look the other way, a willingness to bypass the judgment that would come to your mind, the willingness to let bygones be bygones. There's just like this softness.
The flow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's all they have to say, huh?
That's all. Okay. That's all, but that's everything.
That's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Hi, Miss Jenny.
Lots of love.
You too, honey.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, honey. How may we help you?
I would love a message, please.
Okay. You got fairies. I hope you like fairies because they love you. when I tune into you, I just feel like I'm in a fairy garden or something. oh, my gosh. Can I come over? It's just so light. It's just so, it's wonderful healing energy. That's what I feel about it. It's just wonderful healing energy. Receive the light. It's there for your healing. It's there for your upgrade. You're like in the middle of a fairy kingdom is how it feels to me. It's very powerful. It's like good medicine. It's good medicine. It's healing you. It's healing like fears. It's healing burdens. It's healing like constant, like your forehead all wrinkly, you know. It's just healing. It's almost like people go on vacation to like unwind or whatever. It's like the vacation has come to you. Mm. Your job is to know your worthiness. Your job is to really honor that which is due you now. It's sort of like you've been through the initiations, you've been through, I want to say like the rough spots, but I almost wanted to say like the war zone because it really felt more like a war zone than a rough spot when I tuned into you.
It sure did, Nicole.
Yeah, that's how it feels. So it's like, you know, when they come back from war, they convalesce, they, you know, rest, they, you know, have some lemonade, have some iced tea. This is due you. This is due you. Do not rush through this process. you want to receive. You want to receive. You really want to balance. Get your energies balanced. Get them like refreshed. Come back into your alignment. Now, when you do this, you've got work. So don't think that this is just vacation forever. But there's this like rebalancing that's needed. It's temporary, but it's required. Yeah, I just have, wherever I look, I got a fairy here. Beautiful, beautiful energies. Okay, let me see if there's anything else I'm missing here. And say your name again, please.
Jenny.
I feel like you'll see beyond fairies. Like today is fairies, but tomorrow maybe gnomes. I don't know, but you're going to see different energies. It's not just so you can have company. They come bearing gifts. They come bearing gifts. So there's like certain gifts. So I'll just tell you something really like kind of goofy, where I'm kind of in the same process as well in terms of healing. And I was in the store, you know, shopping for the holiday. Anyway, there were these plates mm-hmm. with suns on them, like a sun, smiling sun. And I thought, oh, how cute. And then I suddenly realized I'm supposed to buy those plates because I'm supposed to be aligning with the sun's energies every day. So it's that sort of thing where it's like the good medicine, the good medicine. Yeah, I'm so curious who's coming next, but you definitely have fairies right now. Okay, let me see. I feel like there's another piece to this. And say your name again, please.
Jenny.
Understand your worthiness. Understand your worthiness. That's an important aspect to this healing measure. You can only receive it based on your acceptance, on your allowance. So there's a little bit more that you're fleshing out in regards to like frustration towards self or whatever. That's what you want to release. That's what you want to be like. You know, when you're involved in master initiations, you know, people get slain. People don't always survive. People, all sorts of occurrences. So what matters, they're saying what matters not is the injury. It's almost like just par for the course. Sometimes what matters is your new station. So in other words, after it's all said and done, what do you now know? What have you learned? What have you mastered? That's where you get the A, not based on all the other stuff. That's just, it's just part of doing business in a way. That's the reason you have this healing support now. But you have to receive it. You have to entitle yourself. You have to understand your worthiness, your homecoming. So it's almost like the tail end of your initiation. It's like I lived through it, but now have I mastered what I was supposed to learn from it? And to the degree that you do, the healing comes upon you. I say that because it's ever flow. I mean, it's pretty steady, but sometimes it stops. So this is what you want to notice that, you know, where am I still? I should have done better. I should have done it earlier. I don't know what it is for you, but whatever it is, just notice it and let it disperse. Let it disperse. That's what it was. Okay. And say your name one more time, please.
Jenny.
Yeah, I don't have to pull a card. They're showing me the card of authority. And he's like this, but he's an authority. So this is the point. You're in authority. What you say goes.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. All right, my love, that is your message. Did you have a question?
I do, actually. Thank you for asking. Basically, I'm just looking for some guidance on how to stay, funny enough, more balanced and more centered. Lately, I guess within the last couple of days, a lot more resistance has been coming up, and I'm learning how to work through resistance and having to recognize it, but also be in the state of the art of allowing, which is you can't be in the same place at the same time, basically. So learning how to really be more centered and balanced in my true energy, and any guidance on any practices that I can do or anything that I can do, I did add to my practices, or maybe something I'm doing that's maybe even hindering me.
Well, you do understand you're in the middle of an initiation, right?
Oh,
they're
yes.
saying like, okay, first of all, you understand this is par for the course. Like, in other words, this is what you signed up for. Okay, so just so we're clear. they're so funny. Say your name again, please.
Jenny.
Feel your feelings. Don't suppress them. Don't. We like to do that. Because who wants to cry? Who wants to feel anger, fear, whatever it may be? But don't deny it. Feel your feelings. So part of what you get troubled is like you feel like you should be beyond this feeling, or you shouldn't be having this feeling anymore. And that just keeps it stuck. So for me, the other day, the only way was through. And I was wailing. I mean, it was like crying. I thought this, you know, it came this far. You know, it's pretty good. This may be the end here. And there's nothing I could do about it. Like, it had to be felt. And it kind of sucks, really. I mean, my words. But nevertheless, here I am on the other side. So the point is to realize it's all purposeful. It's all purposeful. So when the next, like, trash day comes and it's like you're collecting trash, it's smelly, but it's got to be picked up. It's like, oh, that's what's been smelling under the couch. I finally found it, you know? So the more that you can have allowance, the more that you can have compassion, rather than you tend to prick yourself, you tend to judge yourself for not having it all done yet, or not being perfect yet, or not being complete with it yet. That's actually the problem. The feeling, whatever surfacing, is not the problem. It's the judgment of the experience. So the more that you realize it's what the good doctor, what the good doctor ordered. In other words, it's the next thing to be released. And kind of like envelop the whole process with love, knowing that you're having the courage and the willingness to be involved in the process, is really to your advantage. It's very much to your advantage, because then it's like, you know, another way of thinking of it is just imagine climbing Mount Everest, and you're all the way up there. You can actually see the top, but right now there's no place to put your foot. And what are you going to do about this now? So the more you can see that it's like, it's part of the process rather than a problem. It's like, oh, this was part of it all along. You will take yourself with much more kindness. And it's the kindness of self through the journey that is gonna make the grade. So it's the relationship with self.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, that's very suiting to your that answer to my question is very fitting, for sure. I have a lot of judgment towards myself, especially when it comes to emotions, because I'm an Abraham follower, so Abraham teaches to not even go on the negative side of emotions, and so I think it's led me to suppress a lot. So, yeah. Thank you, Nicole.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
I really appreciate you always. Thank
Absolutely.
You, and much love.
Much love to you, sweetheart. All right. All right, honey. All right, I believe we are complete. Indeed, we surround each with love, with true awareness and true holy remembrance. Namaste. So much love to everybody. Much light to everybody. Of course, we'll be skipping tomorrow evening for obvious reasons. So we'll be back on Sunday at 1:30. So many, many blessings to everybody. And Laura, I will be doing that prayer work now as well for your cousin. Much love, everyone.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks for joining.